These podcasts are taking you metaphorically down the rabbit hole, opening you to a whole new world of how you think and feel and operate at the deepest levels of ourselves. The podcast will help you gain more understanding of your mind. For some of us, it will help reduce fears we have over our mind and what we store in them. Some of us can still feel like Alice falling down the hole when we're thinking about what's deep in our minds. Why do we feel this way? Why are we so scared of our amazing mind? While listening to this podcast, it'll all start to become clear. Some of us can feel like Alice falling down the rabbit hole. You can think you know a story, but you only know how it ends. You can miss the heart of it if you're not careful. So to really appreciate the story, you have to go back to the beginning. If we don't know where we've come from, it's harder to understand ourselves and how we evolve and continue to move forward. Let's start as cavemen. Life was full on. We had to give all of our time to basic survival. If you've ever been camping, by the time you've washed up and dressed, made the breakfast, cleared and tidied up, it's nearly lunchtime. So if you can imagine not even having things on tap like water, then needing to find shelter and food and supplies, this would take almost all of your time. So you can imagine not even having things like taps with water, needing to find the shelter and the food supplies, not just buying them off the shelves. It would have made it even more time consuming. Understanding a mind isn't a priority. Survival was back in the day. After the caveman times, life was like that for millions of years. A bit like the Game of Thrones, but without the dragons. It was violent and brutal, unpredictable and totally scary. The kings and queens were fighting to be the richest, most powerful country, killing each other off in the process. The poor people were struggling for food and shelter, plus trying not to upset the kings and queens in the process. So again, understanding our minds was not a priority. Then we move forward, we enter the Dark Ages in England. Our understanding of ourselves was mainly driven by religious philosophies and the world that we lived in. Fear was a big factor in how they taught us, and having a mind of your own was not acceptable. We had to follow the church, the priests, the king, the village leaders. I'm sure you all get in the picture. While the majority of medieval people in England were illiterate, living in fear and fantasy, with the exception of just a few educated and wealthy people who had time to consider things beyond survival and everyday life. The Middle Ages did nothing to change this. In fact, it got worse. Not only were you struggling with religious beliefs, fear of the devil, demonic possession, sorcery and witchcraft, if we fell out of line, we were hung, beheaded, even burnt at the stake. So having our own views and insights was really scary. If we think about back then, it would have got us in serious trouble. In fact, life-threatening. So the fear of our minds making things up, losing the plot, having a meltdown, only got worse. As our fears that something terrible would happen, like off with your head. Even when death wasn't certain, no one wanted to go through the treatments like an exorcism, which included getting tortured to get the devil out of you by physically hurting you, mentally insulting you, or even immersing you in boiling hot water. Move forward another 2,000 years to the 1900s, when mental health actually got the name. And wow, if you think it couldn't get anything any worse than what it had in the past, well, let's not kid ourselves, it did. The stigma was immense. Who wanted to be a lunatic or a mad asylum patient, often segregated in case someone else caught it from you, still having to contend with the exorcisms, the supernatural issues. We now have electric shock treatment, lobotomies, experimental medication. So you can see we've all been conditioned to be afraid of our minds for hundreds and thousands and, well, in fact, all of our lifetimes. And these habits from our parents and grandparents have passed through generations. Many of these things have been passed down in religions, also stories and fables, and have left some of us struggling with the fears of what's inside our mind. What if we lose control? Or worse still, become out of control of our minds. Let's put it all into context. All these fears and beliefs are not ours. In fact, when we think through them clearly, they were not even rational or even make sense in a world that we live in now. We are so much wiser and self-aware than we even were 30 years ago, let alone 2,000 years ago. Our lives are so fully absorbed in the present, we've often forgot about the past and what affects and drives us from within. So what's down your rabbit hole? There's one thing I do know after, you know, 40 hours of clinical experience with people, is that we don't need to be scared of the majority of the fears that we hold. They're all based on the past and events that aren't happening anymore. And it's truly safe to let go of these, the mistruths, the irrational fears and beliefs, and to start to understand ourselves better. So are you ready to start looking down your own rabbit hole into your mind? Let's flip the coin over from fear to excitement. Our minds are the most amazing thing you can ever comprehend. We all have to take the time to maybe consider that it is time to understand, to look around and see what we've created in this amazing world. This, I believe, is just the tip of the iceberg. And over the coming years, we'll start to see more and more amazing things being created. We're all starting to personally learn just how powerful our minds are. Our conscious mind accounts for 90% of our brain activity, which is where all our memories, habits, and patterns are held, with about 10% of our mind being conscious. The conscious mind is like the girl looking down the hole, and the unconscious mind is the rabbit burrow below. We feel very aware of what's around us, above the hole, but it's dark and unknown below. Our minds are split into many different sections, just like the different areas of the rabbit burrow. I'm often working to help you understand what is happening within ourselves and within our unconscious mind, enabling you to take control and become that best version of yourself. What we need is to firstly learn is not to be afraid. The fear we may have about our minds or what they do is not real. It's just our lack of understanding from all the habits, the history, our learning, that we hold these feelings. And obviously, they're not true. But you might be saying, how come that fear can feel so strong and so real? Well, if nine argue against one, it doesn't mean that the nine are stronger or true. It just means that they shout louder. And this is what happens with your unconscious mind. I've helped tens of thousands of people change and heal their fears, trapped emotions and bad habits. Imagine how quickly and powerfully you can change when you have the other 90% of your mind on your side. Release the bad habits and patterns and take on a newer, happier, healthier habit instead. As you travel down this rabbit hole together, you learn how your mind works, thinks and feels, fearlessly empowering yourself to be the best version of yourself.